You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
A very good morning. You're listening to Enterprise on BFM 89.9, and I am speaking to To Kong Yu, a tap dancing astrologer in our Aiming for Alpha segment, and we're talking about Bai Zi. He corrected my pronunciation a little earlier. Before we get into the topic of Bai Zi, it's very interesting because you were formerly an engineer.
I was trained as an engineer.
Never practiced?
I never practiced.
And then you went into tap dancing.
Well, yes and no. I was doing tap dancing on the side during the weekends because I was passionate about it, something that I picked up in the U.S. when I was studying. But at the time, I was also serving basically a scholarship bond. So with my engineering degree, I opted to kind of not practice engineering but to do trading and marketing instead.
Okay.
Right.
So then you had to finish paying off the... the bond.
Well, basically. Almost. I couldn't last that long. So it was a 10-year bond, but I lasted 7+ years.
And so why tap dancing and not other types of dance?
I don't know. It was just something that I thought was kind of cute to learn that I didn't know much about when I was in pre-university. That was locally in Malaysia. And what happened was I started taking a course then. And I didn't do that much of it, which was kind of good because they didn't really have the kind of tap that I ended up doing, which is rhythm tap, back then, right? Then what happened was that I went over to the U.S. to get my degree in engineering. And lo and behold, I was in St. Louis. And right in St. Louis were a couple of like the top contemporary tap masters in the world, actually, at that time.
Okay. And do you still do that for fun or do you still conduct classes around tap dancing?
It's actually sort of like my base, the base from what I work off with my talents and stuff. I'm pretty much full-time into teaching and promoting tap and to creating awareness and to training people and to getting basically, my goal is to get a team ready so that they're able to kind of showcase rhythm tap at a high professional level.
So that's the full-time thing with the tap dancing. And
that's
of
right.
course, was it written in the stars that you will do tap dancing?
Pretty much. I mean, you see, what Bai Zi tells you is it tells you about your general destiny in life, what sort of structure, what sort of work that you'll be doing. Because at the end of the day, if you look at it, it's very simple. I mean, we all kind of have a role to play. You know, take out spirituality. We're just talking about basic functioning of the world, right? We all kind of need to have our own roles. If not, everything, there's no balance. I mean, you need the doctors and then you need the scientist and you need the artist, you need the creative people. So it kind of makes the world go around.
Okay, interesting. Now, we'll get into the topic of Bai Zi. Okay, forget about my pronunciation, but Bai Zi. And how did you get into Bai Zi and what is it?
Right. It actually is a very long story.
Okay.
What happened was that at about the time when I started to get a little bit restless with my work, right, in trading and marketing, I was looking at options of what to do next. So I decided, okay, you know what? If I want to kind of grow as a person, I need to move out of the company that I was in. So, but at that time, I was just doing tap on the side as a hobby, and I decided, okay, I'm going to look for opportunities in Singapore, which is very natural when you're into oil and gas trading and marketing. So then, you know, the opportunities came, and it's a very long story. I could actually always tell people I can actually write a novel out of what happened. But basically, I left my job for a pretty high-paying job in Singapore, and I hated it. I hated everything to do with it. I hated the stress, the pressure that came with money, right? And I decided... you know, it was a painful process, but within a year, I kind of decided, let me do the things that I want to do, the things that I'm passionate about, the things that I love. And what made me make that decision, a hard one it was actually studying Chinese metaphysics. So as most people that get exposed to it from a kind of more of a Western background, you know, especially me, I don't really read Chinese. You know, I speak a little bit of it, but I can't really read, you know, nor write. So what happened was that, you know, you get kind of drawn into feng shui because there's some key people out there who are very good at promoting it. For example, like Lilian Tu, who's very good at kind of opening it up a whole new world to like an English-speaking market. And then from there, people like figures like Joey Yap as well. So and then I got drawn into it starting from feng shui. But when you get drawn into feng shui studies, you kind of then... you know, the next step is basically, okay, you know, what else is in Chinese metaphysics? So a lot of people would gravitate to learning Bai Zi, which is one of two major forms of destiny analysis.
Okay, wait, Bai Zi is the same as, when you, is it the same as, is mm-hmm. quantum physics? Metaphysics and quantum physics, are they the same thing?
Well, I don't think they are. I'm not so clear with the definitions of the two, but metaphysics is basically physics that is, I think it's stuff that, it may be like quantum physics where, you know, you can't quite do like concrete experiments on and all that, or collate like cohesive data. Not quite sure about the definition. But at the end of the day, it is the method, the Bartson method, it literally translates to actually 8 characters, is one of two main systems of destiny analysis in Chinese metaphysics.
And what is the other system?
The other one is called Purple Star Astrology.
Purple Stars. So this is astrology. It's definitely astrology.
They both are forms of astrology.
All right. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we'll just talk a little bit about what individuals can use with Bazi. You're listening to BFM 89.9. You're listening to BFM 89.9. I'm speaking to To Kong Yu, the tap dancing astrologer in our Aiming for Alpha segment on BFM 89.9. And so what can individuals use Bazi for?
Mm-hmm. It's actually a really good guide. I mean, I always advise people to at least have, you know, a full reading at least once in their lives. Because the two main parts to the chart, one is the static chart, I call it, or the natal chart. And that actually is the most useful thing because it really does tell you what your overall purpose on this earth is. I mean, what your role is, what kind of work you're best suited for and stuff like that. So that's sort of like the key information. And then on top of that, there's another part of the chart that's called the dynamic chart. And this consists basically of your 10-year luck pillars, which you then would read with the annual pillar, the annual luck. Like, for example, this is the year of the Earth Ox, right? So you factor that into the 10-year luck pillar. And then you also have the month pillar, day pillar, hour pillar, and so on and so forth.
What does it mean when you've got your day pillar, hour pillar, so you know what your... what your status is like every second?
Pretty much. I mean, if you were to kind of overlap all the pillars together, you are able to draw a conclusion as to what is happening at a particular point in time.
What about with businesses? How can they use this part?
Okay, there are a couple of ways that businesses can use information like this. First is obviously in staffing. Because you kind of need, again, you need a whole bunch of different people with different kinds of skills to make sure everything runs smoothly. So it's a good way to kind of, you know, just check people's skills. And also, you know, if you're talking about the 10-year luck or the circumstantial circumstances around, which is basically what we call luck, right? Luck is just that. It's just a bunch of things that happen to you. And good luck is when things happen to you that affect you in a good way or are conducive to what your goals are at that point in time. And bad is just the opposite, right? So you can also sort of like, you know, okay, let's look at what this individual is going through this current period in time, looking out maybe 5 years, 10 years, and then you can see, okay, if this person's going to be having severe problems with the marriage.
Isn't that invasion of privacy?
Well, a little bit, but then it does kind of, you know, it's sort of like, to me, it's a secondary purpose. The main purpose is really, you know, do you have the skills? You know, is this what you're happy at? You know, what you're good at doing? More importantly, are you happy doing that particular job? Because as we all know, right, if somebody hates the job, eventually they'll leave. You know, so that's kind of like a couple of ways that you can
with businesses, how they can use it.
With a human resource, yeah.
And what about, you know, when you say all these things, how does it differ from all these personality tests out there, like your Myers-Briggs and all that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how is it similar? How is it different?
Well, I think the best thing about astrology, you know, of any form, actually, in the true sense, right? That means we're talking about real, full-on analysis, is that you can tell a lot more. You basically get your information, you derive your information from a neutral source. Here, in terms of Bazi, is really getting the information from one's date of birth and also time of birth, right? So you don't need to go through the interview process. You don't need to make the candidate like fill up forms and to be interviewed to divulge the same sort of information. And, you know, at the end of the day, some people may not tell you everything, right?
Yeah. So, okay, the other thing is obviously you'll get comments from religious groups, okay? For example, if everything in life is accounted for, you know, where is the element of faith? And if you know everything about me, for example, I can plan for my life.
Right.
And some things don't happen because it is not God's will.
Right.
Right. And people will see it from that perspective, whereas, you know, everything's outlined for them.
Right.
And with Baizhi, will everything happen in life?
Actually, not really. I mean, at the end of the day, you see, in the good old days, the answer would be yes. Because in, you know, we're talking about when this system, when this science was first developed, that's, you know, like a couple, 1 or 2,000 years ago. That's a really long time in ancient China. And back in those days, you really had very little free will. I mean, you couldn't, for example, travel. You know, to get to the next village would usually take a few days at least. And if you're going to, you know, the town or whatever, the city or whatever they call them those days, it would take literally months, sometimes up to a year. So, but nowadays it's you know, a simple hop on a plane and then you're over to Singapore in less than an hour. So we have a lot more free will these days. So we can take a lot of things that happen to us into our own hands. We make our own decisions and we either take action or we don't. So we have a lot more choice. We have a lot more free will. So that's why it's not really, you will not get a set in stone kind of a situation these days. You can read circumstances. For example, you're talking about what's going to happen in 2010. Now, if we know your chart, for example, Frida, so we know your basic chart. We know your basic luck pillars, your 10-year luck pillar that you're currently running. And we also know the next year is the year of the metal tiger. So when we layer on those factors, and if I speak to you as a consultant, okay, you know, ask you questions like, okay, what are you doing now? You know, did you just start, you know, your work here? You know, what are you doing at home with your family and things like that? Then we are able to derive specific outcomes for 2010 because it's upcoming. It's already, you know, it's around the corner. And we know exactly your present situation.
Okay. Right. So what about yourself? What was the application for you as well when, you know, making the changes or making directions in life? Mm-hmm. Maybe you can give an mm-hmm. example.
Well, I think, you know, the reason why I'm so passionate about sharing the information and also in helping people discover a little bit more about themselves and their lives is because I had to make, like, you know, the part when I had gone to Singapore to basically kind of make it out there as an oil and gas trader was sort of, it was a turning point, you know, and that's when I discovered Chinese metaphysics, and that's when I went into Parsi studies and discovered a little bit more about myself, and it was a way of confirming
what you already knew.
Pretty much. I mean, I kind of knew at the back of my mind that, you know, I wanted to perform. You know, I was told for many, many years when I was working in a corporate line that I should try some voice work, you know, either doing VOs or reading the news and stuff like that. But it was just things that I never did. I never was, you know, when you are in a 9-to-6 sort of a corporate situation, sometimes it's kind of hard to break out and try new things, you know, besides things like going to the gym and basic things like that, which again have become quite routine if you think about it. So it's hard to try something else when you're locked into that sort of lifestyle. But here I was at a point in time where I had kind of had nothing, you know, I had to plan. I had to like think about, okay, do I return back to corporate or do I kind of, okay, I want to be an artist. I want to perform. I don't really know what else besides tap. You know, what do I do? So it came at the right point, at the right, you know, right time. And it really did kind of confirm, you know, the things about me, about my life, what I like and what makes me happy. That's sort of like the key thing about destiny analysis.
So right now you do both tap dancing as lessons. You provide lessons.
That's
for
right.
that. And you
mm-hmm.
also provide lessons in the consultancy in this area.
That's right, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And so how can people get hold of you?
Basically, they can send me an email, right? They can send me an email to tohke3@yahoo.com. Right, that would probably be the easiest way to get hold of me.
And so basically, they can talk to you either about tap dancing or astrology.
Yeah, okay. And a lot more things as well, actually.
Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, you're welcome.
I've been speaking to Toh Kong Yu, an astrologer, you know, aiming for Alpha segment on BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station.